people of Kuwait are growing increasingly anxious about the possibility of a U.S. war against Iraq. Kuwaitis endured almost 7 months of Iraqi occupation in 1990 and 91, and many Kuwaitis believe their country will be targeted by Baghdad if there's a new U.S. attack. Still, there's a growing feeling in Kuwait that an American invasion aimed at toppling Saddam Hussein might be worth the risk. From Kuwait City, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Colonel Mustafa Shaban is a busy man these days. The head of Kuwait's Civil Defense Authority, Shaban is overseeing emergency plans in the event his country is the target of Iraqi missile attacks. Shaban pulls a gas mask from a bag. He says the Kuwaiti government has stockpiled over 500,000 of them in a country of some 2 million people, and more are on the way. We have to be prepared for anything from the Iraqi government, says Shaban. It's used chemical weapons on its own people. But not everyone here is counting on the Kuwaiti authorities for protection. At Budai Trading Company, salesman Ajay Kumar unzips a bright yellow pressurized tent that manufacturers claim protects against nuclear fallout as well as chemical and biological agents.
This is called airlock room. The person who will enter first, they should enter first, close it, so you can try inside.
Kumar says the $12,000 tents can accommodate up to 6 people. He says he sold out his stock of 30 in 2 days and has ordered 500 more. Most Kuwaitis say they don't feel safe living next door to Saddam Hussein. They say he has continued to threaten them ever since his troops were forced to retreat from their country in 1991. Newspaper columnist Saad Ajami says Kuwaitis share the view that Saddam must go, but are deeply conflicted about the best course of action to take.
There is unanimous belief deep in every single Kuwaiti that the only way for peace in the region and for a safe Iraq is by Saddam going. But again, the lingering question deep inside in the subconscious is, how much price are the Iraqis going to pay? How much are we going to pay? How much blood is going to be shed?
But as the crisis drags on, more and more Kuwaitis say they are willing to risk the consequences of a U.S. attack on Saddam. Issa Shaheen is a former member of parliament from an Islamist political group.
At the end, we have to pay some kind of price to get rid of him. As you, the Americans say, you can't have the cake and eat it too.
The Kuwaiti government has been pushing for a diplomatic solution to the Iraq crisis. Sami Nassif, a government media advisor, says despite Kuwait's close ties to the U.S., it can't afford to be out of line with other Arab states, which publicly oppose a unilateral strike on Iraq. That's why, says Nassif, his government welcomes President Bush's efforts to seek a UN mandate for any military action against Baghdad.
Before that, it was difficult for any country in the region, including Kuwait, to offer any military assistance. But now, if it comes through the United Nations, nobody will hesitate.
Still, Nassif acknowledges Kuwait is not likely to object if the U.S. does mount a unilateral attack from Kuwaiti territory.
We have to wait and see, but I'm sure the United States can rely on Kuwait.
U.S. forces have been based in Kuwait since America helped liberate it from Iraq in 1991. Additional American military equipment has been arriving here all summer, and military exercises have been underway near the Iraqi border since the start of the month. The stepped-up U.S. military presence here is not a problem for most Kuwaitis. Just about all of them say they're grateful to have U.S. troops protecting their country. These days, many say, it's one of the few things that gives them some comfort. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Kuwait City.